Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Here's the theory. A lot of us smaller shops think we can't decide who's hot and who's not because the methodology needed is beyond our capability. But when I see lists like breakthrough brands, I realize that this is just a false narrative that keeps us from using this effective strategy. So let's dispense with that assumption now. Based upon my unscientific market observations, here's what I notice about methodology. First up, transparency trumps science. I think a lot of us assume that there will be a lot of scrutiny over the standards we use to decide who makes our list. Yes, there's a case for evidence-based recommendations. That's a response to too many so-called thought leaders using clever words instead of real insights. But evidence-based is a broad term that means different things to different people. As long as you spell out those standards, people will decide for themselves. And here's another thing related to that scrutiny. There are no standards, please. Yep. That's right. No one has the authority to decide what benchmarks should be used. The scrutiny that we fear is simply not there. So we can use any criteria we want. Now, will there be some people who disagree with the criteria? Sure. But most of them just won't engage with us, and that's fine. In fact, a lot of bigger shops choose criteria based on how they help clients. Imagine that. You know, creating a list of people or organizations to celebrate has been used by nonprofits for decades. I mean, think about it. It's how they sell tables at those fundraising galas. But this strategy is open to us too. As long as we're transparent about our methodology and the criteria makes sense, of course. You know, this is an idea worth considering. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.